Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Lift your hands where you stand and let everything within you bless the name of the Lord. Be very honest about it. Let everything within you bless Him. I'd like you to do it from the depth of your heart. And bless the name of the Lord. Come on, lift your voice above the instrument and everything. Come on, go ahead. Before the keyboard and the guitars were ever made, God has given you a voice that should show forth His praise. So leave that voice as an instrument of worship and bless the name of the Lord from your heart. And each time we do so, we recognize that we stand before His glory. Recognize that we are the sheep of His pasture. Oh, we bless you, Father. Shakata baram de kapatish te fele binatakai. Rain de kabam de kabata shtavale brevidi shatim. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Ran te kapas shatabaran de kebrefedishta. Rain de kabatam barakatish. Elenda kabaran de kapos te fredikai. Brevren de kabalatish shedivaha. Brevren de kapitos. Sahala maham de kaparadish. Rende kabalata kavrande kabalati shete. Rende kabarande kabatish. Rende kapos sukabahati. Esteblaham de kikos te fekiba. Brabakam belatikosh. Ebem de katish sakam balakati. Brevende kabambada kabatakai. Waham de kapakwatekai. Zende kabus subaram de kapalante katish. Rende kabalada balabala balabakam brapa kapatish. Mvende kabalata kavende kabusha. Brebekara ha 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 ha. Eshende kabaha yande kaha. Zilom belikam bekombro pokovedisha. Rende kabalatenge bokush. Erai yakambe lakai tabakate. Raitu shukamba takai. Rayakande mokush, awande kupambenish, ekinde mahaya haha, eyande kumbi iko, zigabalande ukumanda kabalade iya, eyidi bondu kumbeliande mutu, indi kumbinde kubahande kaha, ainde mus, obinde kumbahaide ide, eyinde usu kumbe, niyahande ikumbelia yaha, Layinde musu kumbenika, zande kubande kine, zendi konde lingu ponde, zahande kabande kabatate, zende mukumbre pita, zande kumbre venikande busoko, liande izumbine, egimbe nikabusu balainde, mende kumbala kande kabalai. Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you this. I recognize the power of God that is able to change situations. If you are down today, that's not your hand. What did I say? Speak loud and clear. This is not tomorrow. This is today. But I recognize that there is something you can encounter in God that can shift your life. Listen to me. Know we no man after the flesh. It might be that somebody came here borrowing transport. But there's something that when it rests on the life of that individual, that fellow alone can buy the entire street. That's why in this house, we don't rate people after what they look like or what they have. It's the same thing. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me tell you, I've cried my heart out to God. I want something to touch you tonight. Are you following what I'm saying there? Are you following what I'm saying there? Lift your hands and lift your voice. Listen, this is the prayer. You say, Father. Call him again. I recognize my personal deficiencies. I submit to all that is in you to make me great. I submit my strength. I submit my weaknesses. I receive what is in you tonight. Put it on my life. Lift your voice loud and clear. Rakate balakate bakam repekate estibaka heyakabalakatesh yekente bokom repekatesh leikande mikande iko eikambino sukataba. Jesus. Jesus. I submit myself to all that is in you. I refuse to recognize anything I have. Jesus. 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 Lift your voice louder. Louder, 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 and clearer. Jesus. I submit myself to all that is in you. I refuse to lay claim on any personal advantage of myself. I refuse to lay claim on any personal ability I have. I submit to your wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Say that amen with power. Amen. You didn't say that amen like you know what you just did. Lift your hands. Say, Father. Call him, he's your Father. From tonight, let my heavens be perpetually open. Go ahead. Ela. Enteke. Entiti talatata. Ra inde kapata late. Rende kabata, rainde kabito, stebele kapra patani, ejiginde moko parai takaradi. Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me say this to you. Every precious second I will spend with you from now on, treasure it like that. What did I say? If there's any night to cry to God, tonight, cry to God. Are you following what I'm saying? Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you, Streams of Life. Please be seated. Thank you, Father. Let's turn our Bibles, the book of Exodus. I'm going to teach you so you can know what exactly you are praying about. All right? And I'm going to teach you. Then in between those teachings, I'm going to lead you to pray. Is that okay? Tonight is specifically for... That's why I told every sons and daughters not to miss tonight. This generation wants to have a father whose voice you will not listen to. I believe they are all connected. When a man succeeds, is a product of the encounters he has had. When a man fails, is a product of the encounters he has missed. Are you following what I'm saying? I've pastored people for a while, so I know that the next prayer point of the church will be those who miss crucial days of visitations. They are behind in the curriculum of the house. Are you following what I'm saying? That's why you see we have a lot of follow-up and everything that is required. All right. Exodus chapter number 12. Let's start the reading from verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Now that's an instruction. The Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, get thee out of, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house. Three things. Number one, the country. Number two, kindred, close relatives, family members, father's house, current location, unto a land that I will shew thee. Verse 2. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Look at that word. Now, most times when we read this scripture, we confess that the instruction God is giving to Abraham is not a funny instruction. Get out of your father's house. Get out of the midst of your kindred. Get out of your country. Right? What did God say will do when you obey that instruction? I will make you a great nation. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. Now, what was Abraham doing before God found him? Probably want to assume the same trade they were having in those times, right? Which was rearing cattle. Strong or true? Talk to me now. Talk to me. We're all bandito before God rescued us. Rearing animal up and down. Our father started that trade. When you obey that instruction, what did God say will do? Come on, say it loud and clear. I will make you a great nation. This is the question. Could he have become a great nation without God? Talk to me. Huh? No, think about it again. Could he have become a great nation without God? Okay. Could he have become a nation without God? Yes, he could. What was the greatness about this nation? It is that this nation is going to be God's peculiar treasure upon the earth. You need to understand what that, please hold on. Hold on. I want to teach you so you can understand. Both of you should come, please. Let's say this is Abraham. Please, my friend, come here. And this is one of the patriarchs. Let's call him Jamit. Whatever that means. Suddenly he woke up one morning and he said, this is the instruction God has given to him to get out of everything luxurious about this place and go to a place that God will show him. Say, where are you going to? He said, I don't know. And for years, this man will keep sojourning in an unknown place. And God giving him some very funny instruction, despite all the sacrifice. On his 99th year birthday, all God will say for the sacrifice is not thank you. What God will say for the sacrifice is, walk before me and be perfect. 99th birthday. Meanwhile, in the process, Jamit, that they happen to be childhood friends, has already started his own country. Now they're already counting 12 states, collecting tribute, collecting tax, collecting all sorts. He has his palace, he has everything. And at the end of their lives, this guy, we can see what he's doing and all that this guy has to show for the whole instruction that the claim one Jehovah was giving him was a son that he almost killed. If you look at Abraham at the tail end of his life, won't you think he's a fool? Because it is easy to believe the Abrahamic covenant, because now you are seeing the wider scope of the operation. But if you were looking at this guy at the end of his life, will you say God has been just to him? Let's be honest. Talk to me. Will you say God has been just to him? Many people are not under any obligation, any instruction, any direction from God, any monitoring from God, any chastisement, any correction, anything. Because what they are pursuing is a nation. And that road can be very quick. And you can even become a lecturer. By that I mean trying to show people how to get this kind of result. Because it's very fast. And you can write down all the formula, and we look at the whole equation you have derived. We see that the missing factor here is God. And this man is showing people how to get everything done outside God. You are aware that's what most of your business book shows you. Look at you. You've never asked yourself, where is God in this equation? When you read, you have reached that poor dad. So, how to shift into billions and all that. Have you ever seen God in those books, except unless or taught by? And that's why most of those things breed wealth that kills those who are wielding it. Their sons and daughters die of depression. You wonder, what will be making daughter of a billionaire depressed? What is that factor? Why will a billionaire wake up? If money is what you are pursuing as a result, it will finish you. Because you will have evidence to show to people in terms of physical things to even justify your negligence of God. If church size, are you following what I'm saying? Are you aware there are many ways to get results? Talk to me now. Are you aware? Let me give you an instance. Are you aware? And please, anytime I give any example, get where I'm speaking from. Are you following what I'm saying? I don't think about anything. I just think about God's word and I'm teaching. Are you aware that you can be looking at a sister that she has a problem because she's not getting married on time? And you feel you have formulas for how to get married on time. And you get yourself in trouble. A big mess. Meanwhile, maybe this fellow is not a fellow later that will come and save your marriage that you ran ahead of God to build. Are you aware? And that's why you don't, this season of your life is not a season of conclusion, regardless of what anybody has or don't have. This is the season of observation, learning, and progress in God. This is not the season to look at a man, a young guy in church, and say this fellow has failed. Who judges failure at this level? Who judges a man a failure as long as there's breath in his nostrils? By the grace of God, when I'm done teaching you on consecration, my next series with you is titled Apostles in Marketplace. So that we can have very healthy perspective to many of the things we are pursuing. If care is not taken, we are going to have a next generation of rascals who have found a way without God to get the results that people are crying for in church. And church too, most times in our lack of discernment, still bring those people forward and use them as evidence of what God can do. Meanwhile, endorsing their wrong lifestyles. Any church that put money, fame, affluence over the genuineness of people's devotion to God is a church that is already bought by mammon. Are you following what I'm saying here? Jesus said, I will build my church. Say it again. Who will build his church? Jesus. So, the kind of result that we are talking about is not the kind of result you judge on time or in the immediate. As a matter of fact, God is much more interested in the process of this result and the fruit it bears in your life than this result itself. Give me James chapter number 1. Please be seated. Give me James chapter number 1. Let's start the reading from verse 2. Now it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Quickly now. Knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience, yes. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Somebody say, let patience. Say it again, let patience have a perfect work. Have you noticed that people that God takes time to mold, even when it seems like they are coming late, comes out old? Even in ministry, I have observed that speed is nothing to celebrate unless God completes his process in your life. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? What did I say again? Speed is nothing to celebrate unless God completes his process in your life. You should not be celebrating the fact that you have moved to level 2 when, according to God, you are just starting level 1. So I've taught you and I've told you several times, in life, it matters who says you are doing well. It matters. You must pay attention to always hear accolades from God. Are you following what I'm saying there? To hear his report. You must value God giving you your report card periodically. When you stand and you are still in his presence, and God is saying, I want you to do this. I wish that you have learned this. It's so detailed. The reason why many of us are rating ourselves A students is because you have not heard from your headmaster in a long time. So the kind of covenanted result we're talking about first will bear a fruit in your life. Then will leave a mark in your environment. The process will bear a fruit where? In your life. If you look at the life of Abraham, look, I don't know how you read the Bible, but look at every process God took him through. Do this, do that. Do you know that when Abraham went to sleep with the maid, it was already a sign that at least biologically nothing was wrong with him? True or not true? Huh? So if he had been looking for a way to prove that I'm not the one with the medical issue yet, must be my wife, are you aware that would be enough for him? Talk to me now. You know, one of the ways the devil gets God's children are the things they are desperate to prove. That desperation to prove that I also can do this. We also can afford this. Are you aware there are times you have money for certain things and God will say, don't have time for it. You have money to do certain things and God will say, it's not yet time for it. Sometimes in ministry, the devil will get you through what you have defined as success. It matters what you say to, because that's going to be your source of attack. So you can look at ministers who are doing ministry abroad. Today this fellow is sharing flyer Australia. Next tomorrow, Japan. And the day after, so and so and so. Now, when God is dealing with you and say, you sit down here, one of the very important things you have to note immediately is that the fact that God is dealing with you to sit down doesn't mean God has not dealt with that person. One. The fact that God is dealing with you to sit down doesn't mean what God wants to achieve in your sitting down has not already been achieved in that individual. Because immediately after obeying God and after paying prices, the next snare you are likely going to fall into is the pit of pride by thinking I'm the only one. So when God finally gives you release, you now begin to think you have emerged. Now you have something that those individuals don't have. That's not the ways of God. Are you following what I'm saying here? And most times God has seen that if you go ahead to do that thing you desire to do, maybe your marriage will even end. Do you know what it means to survive, what it takes to survive Babylon? And God is saying, let patience have a perfect work. That looks to me like when the sun is drying the clothes, let it dry. If not, it will stink. Somebody say it again, covenanted result. Say it again. Now, put your right hand on your chest and say, be still, O my soul. Say it again to yourself, calm down. Say it again loud and clear. My soul, be still and wait upon the Lord. Any process you that God took you through that does not involve waiting, it is not God. It is not. When it is God, there are things that sermons cannot achieve. There are things that preachings cannot achieve. There are things that... See, read 1,000 books on the subject of patience. It will not give you the result of having to wait. That one you learn practically. Are you following what I'm saying? Read 1,000 books on the subject of contentment. It will never do the work of having to endure, even in the midst of little. So there are things that can only be achieved with practicals. There are things that God can only achieve in your life when it takes you through practicals. So God said, I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to make you a great nation. There will be other nations, but the difference is you are going to be a great nation. What many people just want to have is, just give me anything. Just give me anything to prove to them that I've not failed. Give me anything to prove to all these people that I'm not a failure. Give me anything to prove to them that I also went to school and I have so and so result. But that's not the method of God. Now I need to establish this also because, like I said, I'm going to have to pray in between what I'm teaching. Anytime the door of wealth opens to a man before discipleship is achieved in the man, is a bad news. Write it in capital letter. God is not interested in giving me what will take me from him. So as far as God is concerned, the peak of blessing a man should ever walk in is himself. Anything celebrated when the man is not formed in God is going to be counterproductive. Are you following what I'm saying? So what does it mean to walk in God's covenanted result? You look at the life of Abraham, because of my time, I want us to pray. As the man journeyed ahead with God, doing many things, following every instruction, made a few mistakes. You see God upgrading the things he was saying. At every new level of test, God brings a new word. And say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make you a blessing. I'm going to make your name great. And you shall all families of the earth be blessed. God began to say, God said, go and kill Isaac. When he thought Isaac is what I'm waiting for, he wanted to, God said, don't kill him. Don't lay your hands on that lad. Now I know you fear me. So there are exams that God will not judge the result by knowing all things. You really have to write them. Are you following what I'm saying? What did I say? There are exams that God will not judge the result by knowing all things. No. This one, he will not know on your behalf. you have to prove what he knows by going through them. Now, this is where I begin to take a diversion. If you look at the life of Abraham and his lineage, there are very vital lessons to learn. Number one, they are a people with the consciousness of the blessing. What did I say? Say it loud and clear. Now, personalize it. I'm a person with the consciousness of God's blessing. Say it again. I'm a person with the consciousness of God's blessing. So, if you look at an average individual that is connected to Abraham, he will despise anything else but the blessing. And that's why the day Esau came to the house and saw his brother with porridge, and the brother said, give me this porridge for I am dying. The brother said, the porridge is yours, provided you can agree with me that you will exchange your birthright. What is the birthright? It is the right of the firstborn to receive what is flowing from their progenitors. And he said, look at it. He said, what is this birthright to me? He said, look at that. He said, what is this birthright to me, seeing that I am dying? And scripture says, thus Esau had despise on his birthright. And when Paul was going to later make mention of him, he was described as a fornicator, a profane person, who for a morsel of bread exchanged what is everlasting. If you have to sleep with a boss to get a job, that's not blessing. That's the life of a person that is cursed. If you have to manipulate figures to get the blessing or to get money, that's not the blessing. That's a cursed life. One of my spiritual daughters was sharing with me, and that was after I gave a very important prophetic warning. They were going to give her a job, and I think the job was going to give her, I can't remember again, either £1,500. No, I think £500 per week. And all she had to do was to be ready to do that job under another name, and nobody will trace it. And she said, but I remembered that we are not to falsify anything. This is not who we are. And she dropped the pen and said, thank you so much. I'll stay with my 80,000 naira where I am. That's the life of the blessing. Anytime you have to value anything with instant gratification that takes away from the process of God, you have exchanged your birthright. You have exchanged what God can. You have looked at God and you have said, I have weighed you with what you have done in time past and what you are capable of doing in my future, and I've seen that you are not up to this. So I'm settling for this. And this is what I'm set. This is, I've seen that within you, there's no economy to produce this. We are praying that God will raise a generation of pastors that will look at people who have made money through wrong means and want to use it and say, your money perish with you. If you are not going to repent, take your money and get out. Are you following what I'm saying here? Years back, a young girl who said I should be her spiritual father, that thing has landed me in trouble. All this, God have mercy. Went to the house of a boy that she claimed to be in a relationship with. Checked under the bed of the boy. Saw calabash, saw sponge, saw some soap, some red stuffs, and I think with her picture. The boy was a Yahoo boy. And she came to meet me and said, see what I saw. Do you really need plenty counsel to say run? The girl rather ran with the boy. Because anything you have been deprived with all your life will be your definition, your hallmark of defining blessing. Lift your right hand and say loud and clear, say, I will never exchange my birthright for a morsel of bread. Say it again, I will never settle for less. When the days where young Abigails will have to walk away from Nabal's, even with his wealth, and say, get out. You have the money now, but I would rather follow the God who wants both today and tomorrow. And I don't mind even if you use me as yardstick to boast, that look at her, she's still single. I'd rather wait and trust God for long than to marry a fool now. Are you following what I'm saying here? Many people are in very abusive relationships because to them, they don't know where they will start from if this person goes. Start from where God met you. And I know there's somebody under the sound of my voice who need to get out of a gutter now. Get out. It will mar you. It will disfigure you. Your children will be product of that abuse. It will mar their perspective towards marriage. And a dysfunctional lineage is already being produced like that. Very dysfunctional. I think I remember a story. That's why I'm laughing. Many waters flowed under the bridge. But I pray for you, it will not carry you away. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So if you look at the Abrahamic lineage, with the consciousness of the blessing comes. So you are not just conscious of a grace factor upon your life. You walk with it. For instance, hold on before you write. A student that is conscious of excellent spirit will read. Talk to me now. True or not true? Why should the student be playing around and say, I have the unction from God, therefore I know all things. The spirit in me, the inspiration of the Almighty gives me understanding. That grace factor, let's say, okay, don't let me go into that so I don't confuse you. So we have people that certain grace is functioning upon their life, but the result their life is producing is void of that fact. Why? Because consciousness without walking with it is dead. We don't sit down with consciousness. We walk with consciousness. We labor with consciousness. If I'm getting into a season, I know there's a grace of God upon my life to multiply, advance, and increase us. We have the responsibility also to do everything right. We have the responsibility to do everything correctly. When Spirit of Life Church just started, we're having something we call Catch Them Young for OAU degree students. Us training our pastors practically. Do this. I'm going to show on Sunday. And I got to church on Sunday. Amongst people, you know those who are formidable. I saw those who are formidable frying puff-puff. They said they are frying puff-puff for first-timers. I called their head. I said, Miss Puff-Puff, you are the one that will end up eating it yourself. Because they will not come. He said, Papa, we were there on Saturday. We preached. We gave them handbills. We gave them these. 0 times 1 million. Odo. They will not come. At the end of the day, it was us that did our service ourselves. Then one boy that the church was going to, I don't know, maybe they had closed or something, who just said, well, let me branch this place. I was the only one that branched. Was there a level of grace upon our life? Yes. But without doing everything we ought to have done right, we'll fail. Where the blessing rests, you don't just sit with the consciousness. See, listen to me. When you are blessed, you walk like you are not blessed. You labor like you are not blessed.
Listen to me. And you know that the undertone of what will produce the result is not the labor, but the blessing. Meaning that you will labor, but you are not trusting in the labor. But still, labor. Are you following what I'm saying? I pray that laziness shakes off your life now. I pray that the veil of the devil falls off now. I pray that after this amen, you will not sit down again. This is why many things many pastors are doing are of no effect. Because we only say amen in church. When you are going next to pitch, make that pitch before your boss. I dare you to study like nobody has prayed for you. And appear, are you following what I'm saying? When the king looked at Esther and she came with the favor of God, did she put her eyebrow on her lips? She came out looking good. The blessing makes you a peculiar treasure, not a peculiar liability. Treasure. I don't know how to describe this. Oh Lord, help me. Pray in tongues, everybody. Lift your voice. No, that's not how to pray now. Loud and clear. Shake off everything that's make you sit down in complacence. Rakata balaka de 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 de. I am the kupai etin de kiband isikabayata. Yen de kapas takabaran de kebro fedika. Entekebilite kembro poko patai. Yen di kabahai ayen de ikopa. Amen. Sit down. Sit down. Now, hear me well. Anytime you hear me share story and tell you that at some point in my life, I went through the worst form of depravity. Hear me and hear me well. I did not go through those things because I didn't know what to do or because I dropped out of school. I went through those things because God said, sit down. That's before that season in my life, the first place I was able to get a job before service was the primary school. And when they asked me the amount I want to be paid, I told them. And they said even the headmaster is not collecting the amount. And when I got, you know that school. Your house was opposite the school. When I got the job there, I think we finally agreed 9,000. And I sat down and I saw that I had the opportunity to make more than times 10 of that in that school. So I began gathering students for home lessons. I helped them. I saw that they had facility better, at least compared to what the environment looked like. I got a photographer, introduced to them how they can be having yearly magazines. I'll carry the magazine by myself on bike, take them to banks and different establishments, supermarkets. People can go through it and feel like this school is even here also. I'll package it, get friends, edit everything. I had a quota to collect on everything. I started WAHEC tutorial class for them there. I went to all the schools in that environment. And started, I saw that they had issues for subjects like maths, for physics, chemistry. They had to wait for corpus before they could learn. I saw that I could unnest this opportunity. I could teach any of those subjects without any textbook. And I would teach SS1 to SS3. I wasn't sitting down and saying, I know God is going to open any door. Because most times we make it look like the fact that we are Christians. God. The fact that we are Christians means we just sit down, look. And one day, something is just going to suddenly happen. So I started tutorial for all those schools. I saw that there's a problem in that environment. If I say pay at the end of the month, they will learn around the way, and that batch will come learn around the way. So I did 15 naira per class, per student. They'll come into my class. I have one of my boys that will collect the 15 naira there. I was not begging anybody for anything. I don't want to beg anybody for anything at the end of my life. You will not beg. If you don't see that I'm talking to you from pain, then you don't know me. Heart is very heavy for all of you. You need to get up now. You have dwelt on that mountain long enough. I was doing all those things. Weekend, I will have a marathon class. Bring all the schools together. Many of those, my children got born again while they were learning under me. Many of them became fellowship presidents, inviting me to their schools. All of them are graduates now. Please come. Come and do this and all that. Labored and shared herself there. Started selling food. We will still tell him about it tonight. This today. Noodles. By the side of the road. So when God says sit down, if you say God said you should sit down, you are sitting down from what? From idleness. Nonsense. Anger will come upon you like a bandit. And God will not be responsible for it. Say it loud and clear. We don't labor for grace. We labor with grace. Say it again loud and clear. If you are a musician, don't sing rubbish and now pray in tongues for long and say, let the blood of Jesus come and cover it. No. Give what is excellent. You say some people have gone to dedicate their song to devil, and so they don't go dedicate their song to devil. As the devil himself also ever endorsed anything that is not good, that the beat was not well mixed, that they did not sit down, use a good studio, and smoke heavy weed so that they can stay awake at night and grind themselves. Those beats are even so powerful, you might almost be nodding your head at them. When you don't understand the hard work behind it, you say it's Illuminati. If you were on the other side, will Illuminati work for you with this lackadaisical attitude, this carelessness of believers? God has sent me to tell you, stop frustrating His grace upon your life. Wake up. Tomorrow belongs to those who shake themselves from the dust of idleness. Let me say this before God and man. If anybody calls you in this church to ask you for urgent 2K, that person is not blaming me. What did I say? Now, we are very emotional people. That's why Africans struggle a lot. What did I say? Say it loud and clear. Say it again. And you too. I say this without owing you any apology. It's the fact that you have to come to church and ask somebody for transport fare back. I am not saying you should go and thief or do bad things. If bad things is what is coming to your head by that statement, then something is wrong with you. Are there no good things you can do legitimately? Are schools finished in town? Talk to me now. Are you aware many believers study things they can't teach primary school about those things? Before we even begin to talk about Nigeria, there's no employment, there's no this. How many youths are employable? Sometimes you are wondering, this certificate, did they stone you with it? And they just say, bah! Lift your right hand. Say it loud and clear. I from today.
From today.
Now you are saying it like you are not too high. Say it again. High.
From today.
Renounce the spirit of idleness and laziness. Say it loud and clear. From today, I renounce the spirit of idleness and laziness. From today, I am steered. I see what others are not seeing. I labor. I do what others are not doing. I receive strength to labor with grace. Lift your voice loud and clear. Loud. Be angry and pray. Yanke tabaka febreke belekete. Jesus. Jesus. Pray. 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 From today. Yakate tenebote. Eina kante bebe kumbre ketai. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Sit down for a minute. Exodus chapter number 19. People of God, please, even while you are seated and listen to what I'm teaching, make sure you are praying. Is that clear? Is that clear enough? Exodus chapter number 19. Jesus. Let's start the reading from verse 4. Exodus 19, 4. Exodus chapter number 19, verse 4. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Verse 5. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my what? Come on, say it. And keep my what? Then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Who can tell me what a treasure is? Something very important, right? Something you cannot see easily. Something rare. Something of great value. Something of great level of importance. If you look at the life of Esther. Esther was just not, she was not just a beauty queen. How many of you have seen many times they are interviewing people who are going for modeling. And they will ask them simple questions. And they will disgrace their entire family. How many of you have seen that happen before? Let me see your hands up. Yeah. Some of them can't even command English. Just throw words around. People wouldn't go to school. Now you are amazed. How come a young girl got to this? All she had, or all she has, is just the looks. Oh. So when Esther and favor before the king. Even when she broke protocol to stand before him. Did you see how intelligent she was in discerning what not to say? There are many believers who don't know what not to say to their bosses at work. And after 70 days fasting and prayer, the next thing you receive is a sack letter. Not because God has not answered your prayer. He needs to answer the prayer of that person too. By making sure somebody like you is not in that establishment. That fellow too is a son. Listen to me. Favor is not God robbing Peter to pay Paul. That is not favor. No.
God is not going to rob. God is not, if you say God is favoring me, and all the time you come with testimony of something God has done at the expense of other people. How you like, you bought something. Are you aware that was trending for a while in the body of Christ? People were sharing testimony how that they went to a place, bought suya, and the man didn't know they have not paid, or the man thought they, in quotes, they say they teleport. You didn't teleport anything. You stole only. Stealing. That's what? Stealing. There are many things we don't do in this church. You will never see me come to this church and declare miracle money. For where? Go and walk. He that does not work should not eat. Hello? And then after service, you just see that's 1,000 in your pocket. You forgot it there. Me too, I used to meet money in my pocket. I think we were in Lagos for a meeting. And then they wanted to do some laundry for me at the hotel. So, Pautumishe was the one to give them my clothes. So he intentionally put money in the pocket and said he wants to check the policies of these guys. And when they return the clothes, they didn't return the money with it. That fellow too will go to church and say favor. That's stealing. Say it again loud and clear. Favor is not God robbing Peter to pay Paul. So if you look at the book of Daniel, chapter number 1, verse 12, you see how that Daniel proposed in his heart, so Daniel 1:8, that he will not defile himself with the king's portion. Many believers have that. We propose in our heart, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to compromise. Added to you not compromising, what do you have to prove that the rest too should not compromise? Do you get what I'm saying? You are in your company. So they went for an outing, or let me say, maybe a picnic. And people are free to do anything they want to do, go to the club, take shisha. None of you know what that thing is. You are too holy for those you want to save. So they give you shisha. And you say, no, 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 I don't take that. Thank God. Phase 1, passed. Phase 2, what can you do differently that will make those who are taking it from you and believe that we should follow you? Or after not taking it, you are dullest in the organization. You now say, I'm standing for Jesus. No, you are standing for your village people. God is a God of excellence. Say it loud and clear. Now, you don't seem to like what I'm saying. You look carried away, my friend, in green. Say it again loud and clear, my friend. He's a God of excellence. Say, I don't take shisha. I don't go to club. Let it be. Now, when there's another word round, when you speak the wisdom that no adversary can withstand against it. And every other person will now come and learn. So when Daniel said, I will not defile myself with the king's portion. So this. So in verse 14, the king's chamberlain, the one apportioned to them, agreed that this, and then he's not going to allow them to do that. But if you look at verse 19, says that, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. The blessing makes you a treasure. If truly you are blessed, at the end of the day, it's not just you. It is all who come and encounter you that are blessed. Because most times, what we describe as the blessing or as covenant is something that works in your life at the expense of all other lives. People meet you. When they meet you, they meet pain. When they meet you, they meet disappointment. When they meet you, they meet rudeness. When they meet you, they meet all form of things that should not be. Then you find a way to jam one or two things together and say, I'm blessed. No. When you are blessed, you are not just blessed. You are also a blessing. Say it loud and clear. From today, I become a blessing. Say it again loud and clear. From today, I become a blessing. Say it again. From today, I become a blessing. Everyone that meets me is blessed. So if you read Daniel chapter number 2, the king had a dream. He was troubled. He said he was going to cut off the head of everyone who is not able to interpret that dream. So Daniel said, give me time. Let me go and commune with God. Let me pray. Let me pray. So Daniel answered and said, bless the name of the Lord forever. For wisdom and might is easy. He changes time, seasons. He removes kings, set of kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that have no that no understanding. He revealed deep secrets and all that. So you see people who are standing out in their respective places. If only in the church you shine as light, you are not a light. Because Jesus is the light of this place. Are you following what I'm saying? If only in the church you have confidence to speak. If only in the church you have things you do that we see the result, then something is wrong. Out there, where the name of the Lord should be traded, we should see the effect. God is going to raise believers that will change the narratives. I didn't hear amen to that. I say God is going to raise believers that will change the narratives. Now look at it. When Daniel was able to interpret it, how many of us here have received a level of grace that is able to solve problems that people cannot solve ordinarily? Oh, Nigeria is bad. Oh, this. Oh, this is that, this. What is it that is functioning on your life that can solve some level of problem? Because everywhere you see the people of God who are blessed, they are not blessed as liabilities. They are blessed as treasures. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If every testimony you have is that somebody met you, somebody I didn't know from anywhere met me, and he came to give me money, I didn't even do anything, it means you will go hungry all your days till somebody again pick impulse to pity you. But do you know the blessing can put something on your life that is solving problems on daily basis and being rewarded for the problem it is solving? You know the problem? Many of you have received bribes. Bribes of daily bread that makes you sacrifice greatness. And what God is doing in this season is that, like a mother eagle will do when it's time for the eaglets to fly, will begin to bring sharp objects to the nest. Sharp things. Remove everything that gives them cushion and comfort. So when they feel the heat, they begin to learn to fly. I ask that everything wired around your life that has kept you in complacency for too long, by the finger of God, they are removed. Can I hear you pray this prayer for 2 minutes? Father, I'm not seeing people here who are discontented. Give me what it takes to solve problems at different levels. Lift your voice and pray it. Pray it like your life depends on it. Give me what it takes. Help me with what it takes. Jesus, thou son of David. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are not praying well. You are not praying like one who is hungry. You know, recently I was looking at the political scene of Nigeria. And now that anybody that speaks about a particular candidate will say that his party doesn't have structure, is this, is that. Are you aware that those things are opportunity for sons to sit down? I'm not talking about vain imagination. No. And by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, receive things that even when the wise... listen to me. One of the proofs that what you are doing is from God's Spirit is not just going to break protocols. No. It is that if people in that field come check it by the laws that governs that field, they see that this is very important.
Not that those who are principalities in that field, authorities in that field are coming. They are looking at what you are saying. You say it's jargon. Say no, no, no. You are the one who feel this is jargons, but you see, God used the foolish things to confound the wise. That's not the way it works. I was watching a video. A man of God was speaking in tongues. And that person, like they were interacting in tongues. Me, I am not okay with you just ending like that and say that's supernatural. Give me something to show that they were actually speaking what both of them understand. And by the end of the day, he said, pick Bible, write what you were saying. And he too pick a pen. And they were saying the same thing. This is the spirit of sons. Stop all this attitude of wanting things to just be shrink together. Just shrink them and say, God has said, oh, accept it, oh. And every time they are saying, do it like this, you are always, you are pampering, you are touching your emotions. They are making you feel bad. Nonsense. Many of you, the reason why you may remain poor is because you are so emotional. Very emotional. Do it like that. No, no, that's why I don't want to come here. Nobody can be. When you are joining the path of greatness, you will meet authorities on that. They will. Are you following what I'm saying here? No. Say louder, Father, give me what it takes. The wisdom, the grace, the enablement to solve problems in my field at different levels. Pray it now. Pray it. Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Say that amen loud and clear. Please be seated. One of the very unfortunate problem with many believers why rising is difficult is that there is still the presence of many people who relate with you out of pity. Anybody who will become great, they are not, I'm not saying they should have emotions. They are not petty people in their mind. Great people love challenges. Are you following what I'm saying here? People that will challenge their minds, that will push them. Going somewhere. Are you aware that the greatness is a tool of evangelism? There are people that will have no respect on your wisdom if it is not working for you. So the Bible puts it like this by saying the wisdom of a poor man is not heard. It said a poor man is even hated by his own neighbors. At some point, I was speaking with our media team years back. And I was saying, oh, these people, they are bad. They are bad people. Anytime we post gospel content, it doesn't fly. But once comedians post their content, it flies. They are restricting the name of Jesus. You know, that's the narrative. I say they are trying to block us. They are trying to do this. They are trying to restrict us. They don't let what we are doing go far. Ask any of those comedians. Number one, they monitor their algorithms and they know that the worst mistake they can make is to put anything out at the point that the algorithm won't favor them. What does an average Christian bother to know about algorithm? Oh Lord, as I'm pushing this out, let it fly on the wings of the Spirit. You want to disrespect laws that are on ground and suddenly expect that the Holy Ghost will carry you on his wings because you have put Jesus there. You just go, will you? And even the scriptures you are quoting there, you are quoting them upside down.
that you become emotional. I don't know what they are doing. All these Mark Zuckerberg people. That's how they are putting our content down. No. Go and check most of those Instagram and Facebook comedians. They have a specific time. They push out. They have people who are thinking. People who are. Favor does not break the laws that God created. It doesn't. Every time something wants to happen, you want it to break laws, you want it to do this, you want it to do that. Look at what happened in Daniel chapter number 2. After Daniel was able to, how will a man have a dream? He said, I will not share it. Go and find my dream and tell me what you have seen. Go, I'm not going to share it. I'm not going to this. And then he said, give me time. And he did not just go and take the time. He came with results. May you begin to bring results. I say again, may you begin to bring results. I say that amen again loud. May you begin to bring results. You know, one of the things I found out that have restricted movement in the body of Christ for years is our lack of ability to be given to research. So once people emerge, true knowledge and know what we should be doing now. People fight those things emotionally and fight those things sentimentally because they are not given to research. Things we do to ourselves. When the issue of COVID came up and Dr. Stella spoke, either for, I can't remember whether Atlanta or Texas, and said, I have been treating my patients with hydroxychloroquine. And it is not enough to just say that. You know, it was later we began to find out that the woman even had a ministry. That ministry is not what is going to open the door now that there's a problem in the world. You didn't get what I'm saying. There are doors that you are a minister will not open. It is when that door has been opened by something God has placed upon your life that you now begin to say, this. But if you come in with that facade of faith, religion and all that, immediately they cancel you. And the woman had a testimony and said, people dying in all other hospitals, I don't know about that. But in this hospital, we have not lost a patient. That's testimony. So now that they pulled down all the contents, everything she said, we can now say, okay, there's something behind this that is beyond. Are you following what I'm saying? But at least there was a result. They threatened the medical license. They're going to revoke this. They threatened everything. But that woman is an asset where she's working. If they are downsizing 90% of the staffs, where you are working. Now that there's inflation and everything, let me tell you what is happening. In every organization now, they are looking for a way one person can do what 2-3 people are doing with the same salary. It is not wickedness. It's the situation of town. So it is not enough that you come to church and say, God, help me not to be sacked. Can you be that one person that with what you are doing, you can still combine the works of A and B, yet you don't hate them? It is not your fault. You just have the ability. Are you following what I'm saying here? Many of these things we have left undone will now make it look like God is not faithful. I rebuke that spirit of insolence from today. I rebuke that spirit of insolence from today. I rebuke that spirit of insolence from today. You will not be convenient idle. I need to be very fast because I have instructions I'm going to give all of you. But when I begin to give that instruction, understand that particularly that instruction is primarily for the sons and daughters that God has given responsibility over. So if you are listening to me online, God has not called me to you. When the instruction offends you, just off it. But let those who know that God has said, follow him. and I speak to you, and I can show you in scripture, do it. Are you aware that it is still mercy that I'm making sure you do? Are you aware that I will not have that time forever where I can have the time to insist? And this time is running, you know. I'm just leaving it there. So when Daniel narrated everything he saw with explanation. Daniel 2, verse 46. I want them to project it so you can see it. Daniel 2, verse 46. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped. Come on now. And worshipped. And commanded that they should offer oblation, sweet odors, and sweet. So when they were saying that, where was Daniel when they said, when only Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow? Where was Daniel? Where did he bow? This is where he was. From that moment, he was not seen in the class of men again. Now, look at verse 47. Quickly. And the king, then the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing that thou couldest reveal this secret. Let your light therefore so shine before men, that they may glorify who? Your Father. Let your light shine, that men will glorify who? Say it again, who will they glorify?
Father.
Your Father. In heaven. Many people don't have respect for Christians, because there are only few who are solutions to problems. I shared with you when I was posted to my first PPA when I went to serve. And they were asking the course a good lecture. Even though for how poor the country is, I don't know why a copper should be lecturing in the College of Health. But that's the case for another day. And the girl beside me studied biochemistry. And the girl went on her knees and said, I managed to pass. I go wash toilet, clean table. I beg, not reject me, please. And she was kind. I said, bad market. But how on earth did I end up being paired with this girl? I was pinching her. Then they worry you. What did they talk? Chai. From that instance, everything me left that place. I was at, thank you Holy Spirit. You know I'm going to share this story. We're at Covenant University. Let me say this. The church will take over. I'm going to tell you how. We're not going to take over as fools. Is that okay? Are you aware that in most organizations now, they really prefer Covenant graduates? Are you aware? I lodged there, and I was to minister at another school. I don't want to mention that school. And unfortunately, I first lodged at their guest house before I went to that school. So when I moved from there to that school, it was like you left heaven and came to earth. So I asked them, who built this school? He said, are you aware the fellow was a president in this country for long? I didn't mention name. But many presidents. He said, yes. He said, after several years in office, this is what the wisdom can build. This man that built this other place, are you aware he went to a polytechnic? And after that, he did his other courses, masters, and all those things. He said yes. And he said, man who knows God. He said yes. Look at the difference. It doesn't matter who your father is, pursue God. Now, if you enter that place, it is not just enough to say there is a grace upon this house. We can also see. Let your light shine that men may see. Not that we don't hear light. Light is shining. Everywhere is dark. Say no. Light is shining. Jesus. Everywhere is dark. No, light is shining. No. That men may see. Hey! That men may see. Look at this. Look at this. A wisdom brought this. But are you aware that that school was not just established by coming out of prayer room? He said, I studied other schools that have been around for long. What I'm telling you is that this grace, this blessing upon your life, does not exempt you from empirical processes. While I was on campus, I had a lot of engagement. He knows. Plenty engagement. And one day, my HOD was very angry. And she came to class. Said, the only reason I can't even do anything about this matter is that after he's been busy like this, he still comes on top of you in class. I just like that statement. The day a lecturer believe he can disgrace anybody and drag me with my tie while writing exam. To senior lecturers that were shouting, do you know who you are doing this to? Leave him now. Hi. And the kapati shande. And then, are you going to pray? Are you going to pray? Are you sure? Church, will you pray?
Yes, sir.
There's wisdom. When we are blessed, when that blessing upon our life, it overhauls our thinking faculty. We begin to see things in way others are not seeing. We begin to do things others cannot do. We begin to hear things they are not hearing. We begin to have inspiration. And then there's courage. That spirit brings boldness to pursue. That's the blessing. It is not automatic that you have new shoes. No. It first overhauls you from inside out. That's the way it works. That's what God wants us to enter. Lift your voice and cry! Cry loud and clear enough! And say, Lord, help me! Jesus! I function with the spirit of excellence. I excel in all that I do. I have the inspiration of the Almighty. It quickens me to know all things. There is a spirit in me. The inspiration of the Almighty gives me understanding. Oh Lord! Jesus! Jesus! In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. One of the ways you know this thing is that work in you is that you will never be convenient idle. No, I was saying with our pastors, do you know how Lagos Church is starting? Huh? Do you know? I'm going to tell you. We've been on this matter for how many? For about more than a year. One of my spiritual daughters came to see me in the office. And she said, what I want to tell you is the truth. When self is this Lagos church starting? And as she said it, I said, give us 2 weeks. We start next 2 weeks. We start. She was confused. We were in You say you've been trying to start. How come this simple question you are saying 2 weeks? And that, I knew that was all I needed. Why? I sensed the Holy Ghost ride on that wings of that word. I was not hearing a voice. I heard God. And you know, many of you don't know how to ride on the wing of the Spirit. That if the water is stirred, jumping, your wholeness is in it. Listen to me. Do you know how the water of the Spirit is stirred in a meeting? When the spirit of faith is stirred in your heart, jump, 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 jump. You see, listen, because the word of God is a very precious thing. The moment that spirit is stirred, the devil is coming with thought of adversity to choke it up. The moment it is stirred, jump! And hear me, we are starting effortlessly what we have been trying to start for 2 years on the wings of understanding, discernment, recognition of the voice of God through human vessel. How did we move from where we were here? Just speaking with my friend. And he said, you guys are too many for that place. And the spirit of faith entered. Christians will talk to you. You now have to convince them. What I'm telling you is the voice of God. They struggle to rise. You must have recognition in ordinary things. And know when God has taken over. I want to give you a minute. You will walk around this place with full force. From tonight, I operate with the force of the spirit of faith. I take territories with the force of the spirit of faith. Say it loud and clear. Yekatabalenemos. Jesus. Pay 30 more seconds. The force of the spirit of faith. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You know, I know there is something upon my life and I'm not lazy with it. I have that awareness that if you put me on any platform and leave me and the Holy Ghost alone, it will shock you what you will see. Many believers are asking God for opportunity to stand before kings. And that opportunity is not presented yet because they don't even understand the protocol and the culture of the palace. Lift your right hand and say it from tonight. Say it again loud and clear. From tonight, I receive excellent spirit. From tonight, I receive excellent spirits. I do normal things in unusual ways. I do ordinary things with extraordinary dimension. From today, I am graced to take territories in the name of Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sit down for just 2 minutes. I give you this, then I give you the instruction, and I bless you. There There are three things, more than three, but I'm going to give you three things that also function side by side with the covenant of the blessing of God upon your life. That is, the blessing or the covenant of God with you will not displace these three things. Number one, diligence. With recognition of that covenant, work. If you are a student, read. Read. Stop looking for who will anoint your Bible or anoint your foolscap sheet. If there are Muslims who are passing without any anointing, don't make Jesus look like a fool. And after all the anointing, you soak your Bible in holy water for 2 weeks. F. I see you now put the responsibility, your responsibility as a student on God. You are in school, you are watching Netflix 24/7. You fail. For his mercies endure it forever. Whatever profession you are studying, it is important people like you don't imagine on top of it, because you will be dangerous to the life of the people who are exposed to you. So out of God's mercy on those who will encounter you, it is important if you are not diligent, it is not you they will encounter. Is that simple enough? It is not just you God is showing mercy. There are people God is showing mercy by not revealing you to them. Yes. Are you following what I'm saying here? So don't think when is God, mercy, favor is about you. No. It's not going to give you at the expense of others who have been working faithfully and righteously. No. It doesn't work like that. So, the covenant of God upon your life will not displace diligence. Number two, it will not displace discipline. Discipline is the ability to do what is necessary, not what is convenient. It is the ability to do what is necessary, not what is convenient. What is required, not what is easy. What is required, not what is easy. Discipline is the ability to go hard way so you can escape hard life. It is the ability to do what others are not willing to do so you can get what they are not willing, what they are not able to get. Discipline. There's a saying that it makes few formidable. If you have two people in your organization who are very disciplined individuals and are diligent, to combine the job of 10 people conveniently. True or not true? Yes. Many of you are employers of labor, so you know what I'm talking about. There are times that you have two staff that are like 50 in one. Yeah. Number three. These principles function side by side with the blessing, function side by side with God's covenant upon your life. Wisdom. Wisdom. And I put in bracket here, management protocol of results. Management protocol of relationship with God and men. Wisdom. You inherit fight that is not yours. Somebody is having issues, somebody on social media, you have gone there, inherit it. That's the way of a fool. Are you following what I'm saying? Wisdom. A wise man submits himself to principles that work. One of the ways we know the operation of wisdom upon your life is by measuring the level of peace you are living in. Because wisdom is what brings peace around you. Wisdom. If you claim to be blessed and you are not wise, you will soon be poor and wretched. If you claim to have grace for financial dominion and you don't have wisdom for financial management, you are going to beg. If you claim to have grace for... Sometimes you claim you have the charm, the good-looking nature and so on and so forth to marry somebody, blah, 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 blah. It is whatever your spouse becomes after they have married you, it is going to be engineered by the level of wisdom upon your life. It is either going to damage them or make you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Wisdom. If you are going to succeed, regardless of who laid hands on you, you must know how to balance relationship between God and men. Christ grew in wisdom, he grew in stature, he grew in favor with God and with men. It matters who like you. It matters who doesn't like you. This custom of, hey, no, as long as I'm at peace with Jesus. And it matters who doesn't like you. And Joseph was going to bless Ephraim, Jacob was going to bless Ephraim and Manasseh. Was it not their father who positioned them the way he wanted? Without the intervention of God, the blessing would have gone the wrong way. You need wisdom. protocol. And let me say, one of the major force that is anti-wisdom is arrogance. Arrogance. Never look at yourself beyond what you truly are. Never overrate yourself. Never overrate the result you have now. And that's why I am telling you, listen to me. And I understand that by the grace of divine election, I'm a spiritual father to many of you here. I do not rate sons above sons. I don't rate people above other people based on result. Everybody around me knows nothing moves me. Nothing. I am loyal to what God is doing in your life. I can deal with you after you have blessed me the most. You are shocked. What kind of a person is this? Are you following what I'm saying? And I know something for sure. Hear me and hear me well. There are many of you that now as you are seated here, you don't have yet. But by the virtue of the principles you have submitted, it will wow you. It will wow you. When God begins to come out with your life. When I met my spiritual father, after every service, I needed to trek home. Several times he's the one that will discern and call me and say, take this. And I will beg and say, no. Say, take it now. It's an instruction. And I know that money will not just be transport. When I get home, I also used to buy spark. So when you look at the way it's so dear to my heart and so dear to us as a ministry, and not just to us. Listen to me. If you claim to have a father you honor that your wife doesn't honor, your husband doesn't honor, he's not your father. One of the protocols I gave my wife before we married, this is my father. He's your father too. I'm not your spiritual father. Any nonsense can enter my head. We need a voice over us. He is our father. A day will never come that I will rate myself above measure. No. I am the last person that will see anything God is doing in my life. I recognize the weight of God upon my life because it is also important you know it. Because a man that comes to honor but understand it not is like a beast that perish. But that recognition should not be above measure. I will never see people who belong to the same family, spiritual family, and feel I have gone ahead of them, or I am better than them, or I have more resources. These are my brothers. They know things I don't know. When I met my spiritual father, I didn't understand many things. I needed one of them to come and help me understand our father. Five instructions for my sons and daughters. And I bless you until I come before you to minister again. Five instructions for my sons and daughters. Number one. So I'm going to give you the reason for this instruction that I give you the instruction. Understand that the force, this is not the instruction. Behind lifting is not ability first. Something that crowns the ability and it is divine. Are you following what I'm saying now? No matter how much you labor, it is a man that God lifts that is lifted. Listen to me. I'm going to give you in two ways. Number one, you as a person, give yourself to faithfulness in tithing. Then your organization. Now, you've not heard me say this, like I want to say it now. You run an organization. Make sure there's a principle in the organization that there is a foundation for corporate tithing. You can despise what I want to say, but I know my sons and daughters hear my voice and they know what I'm saying. Give yourself now to tithing. You run an organization, a ministry, give yourself to corporate tithing. Now. Sit down with it. If Jesus was face to face with bread and fishes to feed thousands and this few bread, And he didn't cry. He knew the principle that whenever praise goes up, there will be multiplication. And that was what brought the result. You must know what works. Number two. I'm not giving you advice. I'm giving you instructions. The way I will know those of you who are following me now is not now. It's in the next 5-10 years. That's when I will know those who are following me. It is not now. Every result you bear by looking at the process and the fruit it yields in your life will prove it. Number two. Have a structured giving to your parents monthly. The parent who labored over you, structure monthly giving to them. If the level you had now is at the level of recharge card, all this custom of give me, give me, give me, give me, stop it. Send to them from your own money. Your own money. Give them. Honor them with it. Have plans in your heart for them. Write those plans down. That's number two. Number three. Support kingdom advancement. Have structure for sacrificial giving. Not willingly. Not conveniently. Even when it is not convenient. Whenever you see a need and you can meet it, meet it. Whenever you see a need and you can be a part of meeting it, be a part of meeting it. It is sacrifice. It is not going to be convenient. I don't want to say some things. Let me just leave it. Just get what I'm saying in context. Number four. These are instructions. Submit yourself to the learning process that help you become effective in your field. Go for higher learning. If you are working remotely, you must be doing a professional course that has to do with where you are going with your life. Submit yourself for higher learning. I banned a young man from around my vicinity recently and blocked him on every platform. Because I saw, and that's one of the things that turns me off the most. People who want to get knowledge, but who are not willing to invest or commit. Many of you went to school of ministry, they are still calling you now to pay up. And all of a sudden, you just think God cheats process. You have cheated them, you are finished. And you just emerge like that. You claim to be called in an area you cannot starve for. You are not willing to hunger. You can't starve for a day. Who told you it will be easy? People come to my office, come to the house and see many study Bibles. Sometimes my wife is asking me questions. I say, calm down. This thing you are seeing today, I've been doing this for 13 years. Calm down. I remember going to buy my Strong Concordance. When I bought that Bible, I was laughing at myself. SUB, OAU campus. I was laughing at myself. I said, I know I'm going to drink Gary throughout this month. I was laughing. I know I'm going to drink Gary. Those are the books people come to the office and say, sir, can I just borrow this book? You can't buy. Every time you claim you don't have money to learn more. You claim you don't, but when you want to eat meat pie, ching ching, goody goody, you have money. You are eating your future and your children's future. They will have to get somebody else that can model God and diligence to them, but not you. If the future is what you believe in, it will cost you hunger. Hunger! It will cost you things. You will go for seminars that they are going to hold for 1 hour. And you are paying so much. And you are wondering, why is this money for this? Only when you are free, it will occur to you. Ah! Without paying this money, I would have paid more through ignorance. Invest in higher learning. Now, number five. This is very, very important. Develop unbreakable prayer life. The prayer life that nothing can break. Let me tell you something. Do you know the reason why when we have many programs, we don't make it free? We're not making them free for us to filter who comes. Yes. People who are very passionate and are very dogged about it will put anything to be there. I told you my life, I have known pain. I've walked through lonely paths. It takes somebody who has walked lonely paths to be able to do many things I'm doing. I make decisions because I know the power of those decisions. I know the consequence of not making them. My wife is here and she will tell you, I have respect for tomorrow. And I will pay any price to keep it so. We don't eat with our 10 fingers at home. No. We don't. We eat well. We feed well. But there's a protocol on ground. That the money is here doesn't mean it must be spent. Or spent for this. Value for something that puts your tomorrow in view. Don't disregard all these laws. And just expect God to show up irresponsibly. These five things I've told you, they are not advice. They are instructions. I have, how many organizations I'm running? How many? 4. Right? And as I'm preparing for this meeting, I do. In fact, personal instruction. If I show you my archives, personal instructions. Do this. Do this. Sometimes I go for meetings. How much do they want to give me? For no reason. And God says, sow this seed. Do this. And somebody is just sitting down there. Are you aware that when we did Festival of Life, I had to be taking Uber? You say, this man is just buying cars. Just buying this. You don't know what's going on. I want to bless you. And I want to speak words to your life that will not fall to the ground. When Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Esau came, and Isaac said, I've blessed him, and is indeed blessed. And when they had conversation, he said, you live with your sword, blah, blah, blah. He said, but when you become restless, when you become discontented, you will break the yoke of your brother from your neck. Many of you here are product of lineages where somebody sold the birthright. And the children from generation to generation have been suffering. Nobody really has been able to break through. But I decree. Please say that amen loud and clear. I decree and declare tonight the finger of God comes upon your life and make you come out. Yeah. That siege of smallness that nobody has been able to break from generations to generations. Some looked like it, but nobody has really come out completely. You know what it means to break through completely? I decree and declare into your life, from today, begin to get results by the covenant of God's blessings. From this minute, I ask that the finger of God rest upon your life and change the trajectory of your results. You get unusual results by the help of God's Spirit. What others cannot do, what they have not seen, what they do not know, what they have not discerned, you begin to discern them for maximum productivity. Where others are seeing obstacles, you will see opportunities. Let the finger of God that lifts men from dungeon lift you out now. Every instruction you have to obey to emerge, by the finger of God, first you discern them, then you have the ability to do them. The ones God has given you that was too difficult to obey, by the impact of the spirit of faith right now, I ask that there is a stirring upon your life and you begin to do them. Now, there's so much presence and so much grace here. There's a very thick cloud. I'm going to give you a minute. Everyone, make a request. You have 1 minute. And write down the request with date. 1 minute. I'm giving you a minute. Make an heartfelt request. Heartfelt request. And while you are doing so, pray, pray. The way Anna prayed. And Eli said, this woman must be drunk. There are desperate prayers we pray to see results. Desperate prayers. Shakata balakate kapata. I am the kapate sheti kabai. Ambeti katandeka. I debaha. I kabutu. Genti kipatai. I am the kapande kapata. Lende kapita. Ainde estibeike zende kapa bambaba kabete ezigi tapaka. Now, amen. From this minute, the kind of result you have not gotten before, you begin to get them. Now, rise to your feet, everybody. Place your right hand on your head. After I've done blessing you, you are all going to give a prophetic seed. It's not your offering. Don't mix them. Are you following what I'm saying? I am giving you the instruction. Inasmuch as the covenant of God with day and night cannot be broken, every word spoken upon your life, into your life tonight, none of them will fall to the ground. None of you is permitted to die young. You live and fulfill your days. The covenant of ease upon this lineage begin to work for you. It work for you. Everything you touch is blessed. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now hear me. When Jesus was going to perform his miracle, he himself bore witness that his time had not come. But the mother said, if his time has not come, it means your time too has not come. But something can make your time come and his time come. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. One of the differences between us is that I am very quick to do whatever I see God inspire me to do. People leave prayer meetings like this, their heart is inspired, and they go back to their old character and their old nature. old everything, they are not flexible. Listen to me, you cannot blame God for lack of results. If something is not working, there's something you don't know. Simple. What did I say? If something is not working, there's something you don't. Simple. Can it be as simple as that? Yes. I beg you in the name of God. Like I said, I have cried to God on your behalf. Follow these protocols. And I ask that you shift.
Amen.
By the force of the blessing, you shift.
Amen.
Into a new realm.
Amen.
In the next minute, everybody give a prophetic seed. I'm going to give mine too. Do that quickly. And put a basket there. You must know how to give. How to sow. When major shifts come upon your life. Anybody can go and say, hey, look at that church. They're saying give, 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 give. Yeah. That's our secret. You learn it. You master it. You inculcate it. You make it your life. You can help those who are online with account details. Just put it there when you are sowing prophetic seed. Let's do that fast as I wrap up. Thank you, Jesus. Something is shifting in your life. If you have to listen to tonight's teaching 10 times, listen 10 times till you catch the spirit. How do you know when you are done with a message? When the spirit of it has entered you. Are you following what I'm saying here? And let me tell you this. If you go home carelessly tonight, everything that looks like a shift, just one event, lost. You go home with the consciousness that you are holding a treasure that should not be stolen from you. Are you following what I'm saying here? And I ask that the hand of God will rest upon your life in the name of Jesus. It is done. Have we been blessed tonight? Let's give the Lord a big, big hand.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.